Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
That celebration of the result of a soccer game is not dominated by the drone of the Vuvuzelas because the celebration occurred in Switzerland. The hum you hear in the background of the hilarity is the happy backbeat of authentic surprise. Almost nobody anywhere anticipated that the Swiss team would upset the Spanish side in World Cup action, or at least that's what I assumed. But on Wednesday, the Swiss team did win 1-0, which provoked me to call Susan Fogel Masika, an American journalist in Switzerland, where she confirmed my suspicion regarding expectations there.
They gave them a bit of a chance, but I don't think most people even dreamed that Switzerland would actually win. There was a lot of hoping, but I think when people made bets, I think they probably bet for Spain.
Well, let's back up for a minute. How big a deal is soccer in Switzerland? Are there public plazas filled with people watching on huge TV screens?
Soccer is huge over here. There's no avoiding it, actually. They fill the plazas with big screen TVs. At the train stations, they have viewing areas. Even the national government took a 15-minute break to watch the end of the game.
All right, but how heroic does it seem to fans of soccer in Switzerland that the best that can be said of their team is that they played brilliant defense?
I think playing brilliant defense is certainly commendable. It's certainly commendable to play brilliant defense. The goalkeeper is Swiss. Keep in mind, not all of the players in the Swiss team are Swiss, so good for him.
Have we stumbled upon a scandal here? Not all the players on the Swiss team are Swiss?
This is actually pretty common. In fact, to change sports, if you think of the America Sailing Cup, there's a Swiss boat. It did really well, but, well, there's no ocean here. So the Swiss, they're very creative.
But they must surely have some connection to Switzerland. A grandfather, you know, someone
could
who speaks
well
both French and German back in the family.
Exactly. You know, and with the borders, there are Italian players, there are French players, a couple of Englishmen.
Well, of course, beating Spain is bound to raise expectations. I'm wondering if the chatter around the water cooler in Switzerland now is about how the Swiss will trounce Chile on Monday.
Well, even the coach of the Swiss team says that this is going to be a lot harder than beating Spain. So I think right now most people in Switzerland are just basking in this victory over Spain, but they'll worry about the next game when the time comes.
What happens if Switzerland does go through? Does this cause even more of an uproar there at home?
Well, then you really won't be able to control the people. This was only the first match, and I'm from Lucerne. That's where I live, and traffic was stopped for about an hour in the center of town because people were driving back and forth, waving flags, honking their horns. So whether they can beat Chile next Monday, who knows? But I think there'll be absolute pandemonium if they do. Maybe, you know, it'll be 2 or 3 hours of traffic jams and people going crazy.
You'll know it has really gone nuts when they begin importing vuvuzelas into Lucerne and places like that.
Well, and there's an interesting story, actually, about how the Swiss team coped with the noise. Now, the coach scheduled an extra public training session so that the team could practice dealing with all that crowd noise before the match against Spain.
And my understanding is that people who frequent a particular grocery store are particularly happy about the win over Spain.
They sure are. Now, Migros is the top supermarket chain in Switzerland, and they said the day before the match, listen, if Switzerland wins, everything's 10% off the day after. And guess what? I don't know if they were counting on that happening, but indeed, I think a lot of people did their shopping today.
It seems to me that the supermarket should have been aware of the odds. It should have been 50% off, don't you think? But maybe that never happens in Switzerland.
Yeah, the bargains aren't quite as good over here, I'm afraid.
Susan Fogel Masika is an American journalist with Swiss Info. She joined me from Switzerland. Thank you very much, Susan. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
A shorter version of my conversation with Susan Fogel Masika will be featured on this week's program. That's because I'll also be talking about the past, present, and future adventures of teams representing the U.S. and South Africa as the World Cup rolls on. Speaking of rolling on, I'll have the story of a hill climb that pitted old cars against very old cars. We'll take a look at the U.S. Open after day two of the tournament, whether or not that's the fair way to examine whether Tiger Woods is still having a rough time. Get it? Fairway? Rough? We'll have a story about a soccer tournament featuring international sides and a crowd that you could have counted without running out of fingers and toes. And for Father's Day, I'll be talking with ex-UConn and Olympics basketball great Rebecca Lobo and various others who've contributed their stories to a book titled Fathers and Daughters and Sports. So join us, and remember, you can always hear the program at onlyagame.org.